Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip, you are in full Friday apparel there with that Hawaiian. It's kind of Hawaiian Raiders type shirt. That screams Friday, so thank you. Thank you for wearing that.
Thanks for this. Did Bill get one? Oh, Bill got one.
Yeah, I was doing some cleaning. Yeah, if you look at my desk, when you go back there, it's not a mess anymore. The upper part is the actual desk part is clean. I was doing some cleaning and I found some gift cards.
Thank you.
That had been somehow.
What are those? How much?
That's Valentino's. That's $50 to Val's.
All right.
It really excites me.
Thanks to Anthony.
It really does.
That's probably back from last year at some point.
Yeah.
He's pocketing.
I didn't pocket them. I just lost them. So I wish I had given to you guys long ago, but I lost them and now they are found and they're still usable. So
kind of made my day. I told Jake Ray, I go, whoa.
Yeah, it did make your day.
Yeah, that got back to back when we did.
That was Mozzarella Monday. Monday. Might come back in the fall.
I don't know how we don't have that because people would chime in what they did for the weekend.
Yes.
It made us feel like we were one with the Breakers. It felt like we were on the weekends. I really did. They would tell their weekends. I'm like, this sounds great.
That's more of a you thing, but I always felt like I just don't have a life.
A little bit of that. Yeah, I felt the same thing. We would not have ever won Mozzarella Monday.
What'd you do? That was awesome this weekend.
Nothing awesome.
I worked.
Yeah, nope.
No can do here.
But anyway, but
now
thank
that you,
you
and Trixie are on the mend, that might be different now. That might be a little different.
Trix is, thank you. Trix says thank you to you for the Peter Sartori. Peter Sartori.
Yeah, what happened there?
Peter Sartori is a. First of all, you learn something from Peter Sartori.
Yeah.
You know, in the heat of action, and there was action.
There was action going on.
Yeah, yesterday was action. Please and thank you to his
staff, employees, the team.
Thank you.
Probably, more of the team. They're really nice, aren't they?
Yeah, but he's in the heat of action. Like, I don't know what he was doing in there yesterday, but it was, you know, they I think it's nitrous they shoot in there so you don't feel any pain. And man, I think
nitrous is a gas.
Oh, maybe it's not. Well, then it might be nitrous, right?
No, they didn't. That's like it's a version of painkiller Novocaine type.
Okay,
of
they
thing.
Shoot
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
I don't know for sure.
Then what happens is you don't feel anything, but you can hear.
Yeah,
and it's like I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm scraping away, basically, what's the word?
Enamel?
No.
Plaque?
Infection.
Oh,
I'm scraping all the infection out of there.
So you need to be in there. Yeah,
this is important.
Yeah, and then I thought for sure he was pulling my. At one point, he was pulling my wisdom tooth. He wasn't. Yeah. Doesn't need to come out. He was doing something in there major. It doesn't hurt. You just hear everything. Right. But anyway, all through it, please and thank you to even to me. Open your mouth wider. Okay. Thank you. Please. I mean, everything.
He does that with.
In the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing.
It makes you comfortable.
It makes you realize you got to say please and thank you to people.
Yeah. With his dental assistant, he says it every time, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if he says, like, a floss, thank you.
He does.
Explorer, thank you.
Pills.
Yes.
How long were you there for?
Well, a pretty long time. It was pretty major oral surgery.
That was scheduled the day up, basically.
Day
up. That's
Bill,
amazing.
I sent a text during the show. We got an emergency.
Yeah.
And then right away, he's on me, too. He said, well, get him to call in because I got to call. I got to figure out where I need to call in. He's going to need some antibiotics and some other things sent in away.
It was an amazing trip. And Bill arranged it. And it was, you know, he said 2:30, 2:40. I was in at 2:42. I think I was out at 4. It was pretty major. Yeah. What they did is, you know, I had that tooth hanging. It was hanging by a membrane. Hello.
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 Membrane.
Or a nerve, one of the two. I think he said membrane. Anyway, he had to get that out. But also, there were some issues. So what he did was he put bone graft. He injected bone graft.
Wow.
And so the bone graft will harden, and now I'm set. And he's got, and he put a suture on it, but I got to make sure, like, the suture stays till I got to go back Friday, a week from today. He'll take the suture off, then it's all good to go. I just got to make sure in the next week I don't eat anything, like no popcorn, no.
Don't chew on ice. Like,
right.
I
think,
the
and my theory was correct. He thinks my theory is correct, that the ice, I chewed a big chunk of ice back there, and it dislodged the other tooth. It wasn't the result of, like, I had problems back there necessarily. I dislodged it and I felt that was the case. So it's not like I had, my teeth are decaying. I just happened.
You haven't had a cavity your whole life.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Now my wisdom tooth does have, is showing some signs of cavity that we need to address.
It's hard to brush that area. Way back there. From what I've been taught, my own experience.
Dental hygienist Jake.
Well, it's true. If you talk to any dental person, they'll say it's hard to brush the molars or the wisdom teeth and keep them without cavities or problems. So,
Jake would not be a calm dentist. It'd be like, whoa, whoa.
I could not do that job.
No, you could. Yeah, no.
Yeah, not because, just the fact of looking into people's mouths all day long. Right. Nope, you can't do it.
I don't think it's that bad. But anyway, thank you,
I respect
Bill.
Them. They're very important people in society. They're better than me.
And Sartori is a name that people should know. Sartori. Family practice is complete. I think it's called complete family practice.
The complete family dentistry, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
Peter Sartori.
It's a nice little. It's a nice
Thanks.
Little.
That's enough of that. So I'm
spot
sorry.
Spot to get into also. 48th and 0. Basically.
Yes. Parking's fine.
Yeah. Easy to park. Not an issue.
No.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better.
It's a pleasant. Yeah. It wasn't unpleasant. It was fine. So yeah. I wasn't sick, but I.
Yeah, but you said you were hurting, though. Your
mouth
hurt.
Yeah, my mouth was hurting.
Here's the deal with the stool. Steve's in pain, we're in pain.
That's true.
That's the deal. That's right. Jake's in pain, I'm in pain. There's no,
if Bill's in pain, that we're in pain. We don't like that.
Yeah, we don't. You're right. We look after each other pretty close. We don't really care a lot about their lives.
No.
But if all of a sudden somebody's in some sort of pain or something dire is something like super sad or something. Of a relative or something that they're there for.
Dog
that. But
issues.
Other than that, a dog, I
absolutely.
When the time when Bullet went in, when it was in that near death experience, we had a bed made up for him at our house. We didn't have sugar at that time. Did not. And I sent a picture. I go, we've got
true.
A bed.
It's true.
We got a bed.
Bring
made
Bullet
up.
Over.
Bring Bullet over. Time. We'll take care of Bullet.
And Bullet would go to your house.
Yeah.
I'd trust you because you're a good dog.
There was something going on with Trix had to be out and or whatever.
Bullet was his. What was it? His pancreas. He had
a ham bone or something.
Exactly, from Super Saver.
Super Saver. He had a whole ham bone.
Nothing against Super Saver.
Yeah, no, nothing. It wasn't their fault.
Just ate too much.
It wasn't a bad.
No,
it wasn't a bad ham bone.
I'm just trying to cover our tracks here.
Jake, he
I'm
wasn't
trying to
overeating.
Cover our tracks here.
He didn't. He wasn't full.
It's a rubber thing.
Jake.
He's trying to chime in.
Yeah, Jake, it was part of it.
I don't know. I'm not good with dogs.
You just ate too much. No, not at all.
It's a rubber thing.
I don't have a dog.
Jake. He just ate too much.
Not even close.
He comes in a wrapper, you idiot. Damn
it. Jake, don't get
My
a
bad.
Dog. Take a little time out on that
If we
one.
Have a dog, Elizabeth would take care of it
oh,
off
there's
the bat,
no doubt.
And then I'll help out more. But she's got to be in charge.
Jake
of
Jake is
the
one
bat.
Of those too. Jake's one of those people. Let me kind. Oh, nice dog.
He'd pat go him outside.
On yeah, go outside. Or this one. Yeah, if you and me walk into a house, and all of a sudden a dog comes over and jumps up, we're like, "Hey, what's up, buddy?"
Right.
Jake's this one. Oh.
I don't do it like that. I don't want them jumping on me. That is for sure.
Me and Sip wouldn't even bother us.
Just hug him.
Yeah, hug him. If a giant dog came up and put their paws like on our shoulders, we would just hug him,
right.
And Jake would just lose his hit. Yeah.
It depends.
I can't get over it.
It depends on the situation, but you're probably.
And he would do the turn. Oh, down, boy.
I have said down, boy. Yeah, definitely have said down, boy.
I have said down, boy.
Doesn't bother me one. When they jump up, I'm right. I'm just like,
that is correct.
I'm rubbing their belly and stuff, and it's like, oh,
I have said down, boy.
This is taking a spin here.
This is not growing up with the dog.
I'm sorry.
I didn't grow up with dog.
He ate too much. Yeah, that's not. That got me.
That guy. Bullet, you must ate too much, buddy. No, nope, not at all.
Rubber bone, you idiot. Well, he learns something every day. I don't know. I have no dog experience.
It's fine.
I have said down, boy. I could just see Jake just being like, ha, ha, ha,
easy.
Like,
easy.
So me and Sip are like rubbing their ears.
Get over here.
Get over here, you big lug.
Exactly. Got a ball to throw? What do we got? What's going on here? Jake.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. Some people are just aren't dog people. They're not.
I don't despise dogs. I don't have one.
I think you do, Jake. I think a little bit. I don't think you're not ready for one.
I'm not ready. That is true.
If you're not ready at age 35, I don't know if you're going to be ready.
Probably a good point.
Yeah.
I do not shun dogs, though. They're good.
No, I know you do.
Good creatures. Good pets. I love sugar and I love bowling.
To push away.
Didn't you once say, like, don't dogs just go outside frolic. And frolic?
The word was frolic.
Don't they just go outside and frolic? Yeah, frolic. They come inside.
What else frolics besides a dog?
Yeah. I don't know.
The only time you hear the word frolicking is with dogs, usually.
Frolicking.
Am I wrong on that? What other person or animal do you hear the word frolicking about?
I have to 4645685.
What else frolics besides dogs?
What frolic?
Cats don't frolic.
No, not really.
Now, sometimes really. More game could frolic, more like a
game.
Deer and antelope.
They frolic.
Think they're frolicking around.
The deer and the antelope play.
Right.
Yes.
You could substitute frolic.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Deer and antelope
it wouldn't rhyme, but it would work.
Wouldn't go as well.
Or the deer and the antelope play
doesn't rhyme either.
It's supposed to rhyme with range, and it doesn't. Yeah, it's home on the range where the deer and the antelope play. It doesn't rhyme.
Not even
the
close.
The song was messed up to begin with. Let's go try the song out again. Try to rhyme this time.
Bill nailed this, though. Game frolics.
Yes. Deer might frolic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Game, yeah.
And various game frolic.
Hold it. A fox.
Yeah, someone just said frog.
They definitely frolic.
They frolic.
You watch a couple fox, they frolic.
They frolic.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and there's other stuff that frolics.
Yes,
but
game.
Don't you lean dog first, though, on that?
Probably.
Thank you. That was the point.
See, I wouldn't. I would have game ahead of dog. Yes, I definitely wouldn't.
And that's fair. I'm not going to plant my flag on that. But I
have said down, boy.
I have many times. Elizabeth's parents' dog likes to come up and lick you right away. Right away, it gets up and personal.
Yeah.
Hunter, no. Uh-huh. Scotland says, no puppy.
Is that right?
Because he comes up, you know, she's tiny.
Right.
And he wants to give her a kiss, whatever, and licks her face. It's like, no, I don't think so. Hunter, no puppy.
Here we go.
No puppy.
I don't know what world you grew up in, this sanitized world that you live in. That's not how it operates. I mean,
the dog's twice her size. Yeah, she's scared of it because it's massive.
What is it?
I have no idea.
What
the
is it?
A German Shepherd? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Hold it. You don't know what a German Shepherd looks like?
I know what a German Shepherd is. I forget. I think Hunter's got... He's a mixed breed. I believe he's got part German Shepherd in him, though. Okay. If I'm wrong, Taylor, let me know.
To your knowledge?
Oh, he mauls cats all the time. He's a cat killer.
Really?
What? Wait.
And
really?
There's cats on the farm. He's been trained to not kill the cats anymore. Okay. But he has been. You know, he was on the reservation for a while out there in Santee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's now off the. You know, he's with them, and he's getting trained to be a better dog. But he still kills cats, just less than he used to. My point is, he's aggressive.
Okay. Yeah, that you don't always hear that.
No puppy.
The dog kills cats. You don't always hear
How
that.
How about the fact that Jake has to go see his in-laws and he's just nervous the whole drive up there because Hunter is going to appear.
Hunter's
this giant dog.
You've got to get that situation
Hunter,
under control.
Well, Hunter is an aggressive, happy dog, and yeah, he doesn't know his boundaries at all.
Where's Ty?
The previous dog who passed away, Jake, Ty, was a very respectful dog. He knew when he wanted to talk to. He loved to play. I played fetch all the time with him. Mm-hmm. Love Ty. Hunter does not play fetch at all. We tried. He doesn't do it. He won't play fetch. But Ty,
he's just killing
cats, not playing fetch, licking kids, you know, in the face. Hunter.
This, you know, this is going to suck because Hunter's going to pass it sometime and Jake's not going to care.
I was very sad when Ty passed away. I was. Hunter,
you know what
Hunter won't be as sad when
you need to.
And the whole family feels the same way. They won't be as sad. This is terrible to say. When Hunter passes, it won't be the same as Ty.
Jake, watch yourself on this.
I'm just saying. I think I speak for all of them that when Hunter, it won't be the same as Ty. Ty was an outstanding dog.
It's like having kids. Well,
we don't pick and choose. No.
So-and-so moves away to college. That's okay. But we'd like to keep the other kids
the
a little
same.
Closer.
Dick, anyway. You have to get this under control.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't think we can at this
you
point.
You can.
Hunter's not
you
trainable.
You can deal with Hunter better.
How about making it into a challenge a little bit? Like, hey, I'm going to do something. What do you got, Jake?
Well, I got a bag here from Jennifer and Hubby.
Oh, no way.
With the quick note here.
And the note's always typed.
I'll read this beforehand.
The note is typed.
It says, good morning, Steve, Jake, Bill, and Connor. Well, we have come up with a Go Big Red scent, and you are the first to have one.
Is it like Red Hot?
Awesome.
I just poured these, so please wait 10 or 11 days to light them.
I never wait.
It is apple, maple, bourbon, and cinnamon.
Ooh.
I think I need to make the scent stronger, so I'm still tinkering with it to an extent. Enjoy, and feedback is always welcome, Jennifer.
It's like a biology lab at their house.
Still in the lab.
How about that?
It's wrapped very
imagine
well.
Imagine all of a sudden, like that Hubby. I need more bourbon smell. Bring me
more bourbon's always probably good.
Remember those things, Red Hots, those little things that were cinnamon hot.
Oh, those
cinnamon?
Things were good.
Yeah,
not a fan.
Not like hot tamales, but they're edible.
Oh, my wife loves
they're
hot tamales.
Edible.
I won't eat. I won't touch. There could be.
Oh, I love
there
hot
could
tamales.
Be boxes of hot tamales laid all over the house. I won't touch one.
Well, Mike and Ike, same thing for me. I just don't do it.
This is the Go Big
here's
Red.
Here's how I would describe it.
This is from Jennifer and Hubby.
Insane, unique.
I'll get Connor his during the break.
It hits you in different ways. Insanely unique. All of a sudden, you start with a scent, but then you end with a different scent.
Well.
Okay, you can get these JJ's Candle Market at gmail.com or go to the website jjscandlemarket.com. It's Jennifer from Jennifer and Hubby, the household.
Jennifer, I hope you understand. These are very welcome.
I like that smell.
Yes.
I like that smell.
Well, matter of fact, we have a bag out there. Laura reached out
to
Jennifer for some gifts things she's doing, and we went right to the – I go, turn to the candle.
Ooh.
Yeah, turn to the candle.
This could go to my mom.
Yeah. JJ'sCandleMarket.com. Well, you got to at least try it yourself before you give it to her. Oh,
never mind. You guys just do Bill Shrills.
Oh, sorry.
No, just go ahead and keep going. Just do Bill Shrills.
All right, we're done. Let's talk about the Steelers.
We botched it again.
Is there anything about the Steelers?
I think Aaron Rodgers is coming back, I think. Okay. Yesterday. It was news, yeah.
Really?
He is?
That's what I saw yesterday. He was
leaning
towards coming back, it sounded like, as of yesterday. We do know that.
Do they want him back?
That's a good question.
There's the next question. Do they want him back?
Dad, I don't know.
Okay, that's new. That's sports.
This Ian Rappaport says Aaron Rodgers is likely to play for the Steelers in 2026 as of yesterday afternoon.
Nice.
So, Nebraska basketball is playing, though, at Sioux Falls against Boise State.
We have
Boise State, November 15th at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. That is official as of yesterday.
Not bad.
This is a rematch of the crown.
How would we forget that?
Boise,
how
could you ever forget the crown in Vegas?
That's who we played in the championship?
Second round.
It was a good,
game,
too.
I had no idea that game happened.
That was a good game.
20-12 Boise State last year.
That's a good team to get.
Will they show that film, Boise? Is this like a vendetta? Is this like a game?
Yeah, get revenge on these guys.
Probably none of the players
involved. These guys won the crown.
I don't know. Boise State, though, how do you feel about that? Is that exciting?
I like it. It's a good matchup. You know, that's not
it's not OU. It's not OU.
Boise State's a solid team.
But solid.
It's tough to get teams to play Nebraska at the Pentagon. And Boise State is a very solid team. They're not great, but they're solid.
So it's been Oregon State.
Yep.
St. Mary's.
Yes.
Oklahoma State.
And Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Boise State.
Yes.
Adds to the list. You say November 15th.
Yes, right.
Hold it. Rank them. Okay. I'm going to go OU first.
They OU lost 9 in a row last year.
We didn't know that at the time.
At the time, that was it. They had Porter Mosier. We like Porter Mosier.
The build-up to it was
they were 11th in the SEC.
They were 1. No, it's not
at that time.
I'm just you are pushing back. That's the whole point.
I'm throwing some facts out.
Yeah, at the very
we can't use the after the fact.
You can't use the after the fact. Here's the deal. Okay, whatever it is, game we beat Oregon or whatever, or Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay? It's insane. It's a top 10 victory. Then they don't win a game
again. They lost 6 of their last 7.
And then they're not ranked.
How do I know all that?
But it still counts as a win versus what? A ranked team.
I just, for the record, I happen to agree with you. It's probably Oklahoma. Then Oklahoma State.
Then Oklahoma State, I would go. Yeah. Probably St. Mary's.
And then Oregon State.
The Okie State Oregon one was the State. First game they ever played up there. That was like 2018, I want to say.
Ooh. That long ago.
2018. James Palmer
it was
on that
Miles.
Team. And James Palmer Jr. on that team.
Yeah.
Beat him by, I think, 19. It's like 94-75.
Tim Miles.
Yes. No. Miles? Yes, it was Tim Miles.
So right. If we ranked all of them, Boise would be last.
Oregon State, I could argue, is last.
I would 100% putting Boise against Oregon State.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm agnostic in that conversation.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time today on Oregon State basketball or Boise State basketball.
No. This would be quite an argument to have.
Yeah.
No, Oklahoma.
Rank the teams that they played
at the Pentagon. Just Oregon State and
Boise State.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Which one is more... If we're going to pick one as a rival, which one are we picking?
Boise State, though, it just came out of nowhere, right?
I didn't hear that team at all before yesterday.
And it was just announced, right?
It was. Just announced on Twitter.
Yeah, it wasn't. Nobody broke
Kept it pretty quiet. Yeah.
Interesting. So there's that. That's kind of idle chit-chat.
Yeah, anything else before we go to roll call?
Bill?
Yeah. I'm good.
I had nothing yesterday. But slow day.
I went to...
Mow last night. There's nothing special there, though.
Here's the deal with the mowing. Jake just dropped that one. I've been to the house. It's the yards. It's a 20-minute mow. I mean,
25.
Yeah. It's not really. It's not mowing. It's not mowing.
It's 25.
The backyard you do with the weed eater. So there's
I probably can do that.
You have to mow. Yeah, he doesn't have to mow.
Why does Jim do it then?
Yeah,
but he mows the front yard because it takes no time. It's like I might as well.
You can mow the front yard in 12 minutes.
I did have a minor embarrassing moment.
About right.
Yesterday, I came home, and the fan, you know, the Sophia and Adriana and Leo and his wife were out, and my yard is long right now. I mean, it's code red, and I did say to
you're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
I did say to Sophia, "Hey, are we gonna do this lawn thing?" Well, they had been in El Salvador, so I felt terrible.
They'd been gone for a month.
No. Just the mom and her. So that Leo was there, and Adriana is working at Buffalo Wings and Rings. Yeah, Buffalo Wings and Rings. Why did I can't say the name of that?
I don't know.
I go there 600 times. But anyway, Sophie's like, "Well, we're in El Salvador."
So she gonna mow today?
So now
then,
I feel
what?
Horrible. I'm my guess is yes. It's code red.
Yes,
this tall. There's a lot of wheat.
Look, I bet your neighbors love you.
I mean, my neighborhood, you're pretty much okay.
You're just relying on Sophie to mow the yard.
I had a me and Laura dined with the Millers.
This is back-to-back nights. You had
Miller.
Encounters with people.
Like, man, what are you doing all this social stuff?
Trust me. I looked at Laura like this. I'm wrapped up for the year. That's back-to-back.
It was Hal Anderson the day before, is that
Hal
right?
Hal Anderson.
And,
then,
and the Millers.
Yeah, you're...
And the Millers.
Your friend status is a little different than mine.
That's not true, but it was a nice... So the nice thing was they're both...
It seems like it.
They're both friends with Kip Kissinger.
Okay.
So they listened to the whole thing. Susie said she listened to the entire interview and was texting Kip right afterwards.
Good.
And they were both impressed. They go, there's a lot of interesting questions because people don't know.
Right.
Some things of like, how does this work? How do you come up in the ranks? How do you travel? How far do you run?
Because seldom are refs interviewed.
Right. No, they're never interviewed.
Right.
Yeah, and so they were very excited.
The questions were
just
so easy because it's all the stuff you always wonder about.
We could have went, 10 more questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Easily could have went 10 more questions.
Kissinger.
Yes. He was great.
Early break.
If you missed that, check it out on our podcast
page. With Sip and Kip.
Yeah, he's very serious.
We kicked off the show. Yes.
He's very serious. You'd want a ref to be.
Also, I think probably whoever his commissioner is, probably doesn't want him yucking it up and stuff on. If you're going to go on, it's going to be very serious.
I would think
he was very guarded, but yet very professional. Just that there wasn't a lot of like, oh man, there was this happened. I don't know what they did on that one. And there's a lot of, it was really good.
And very illuminating your knowledge about sports when you automatically said tight elbow on Kissinger. Because that's exactly how I remember him.
He didn't shoot like this.
No, he was very compact.
Elbow. Yes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they
game
plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field
Dirt
data.
Dog.
They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com.
LLC, they're hauling a bunch of farm animals. How about this? They're loading up farm animals today, Steve.
I'm listening to you.
Joey, if you're listening, I was at I wouldn't say a convenience store, but it wasn't a truck stop either, in Pilger. And there was a truck pulled up there. It was hauling animals. And the guy got out with a hammer, and he walked around to each one of his tires, and he pounded a hammer
really?
On the tires.
Yeah.
He was checking something.
Checking
he
air.
Went around to each one.
I imagine
don't know if that's how you would check the air when you have like a device that can do that. He pounded, he walked around, boom, 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 boom. And I almost went over and asked him, I go, I've never seen this done before. What would a trucker be doing that's hauling livestock?
There'd be some sort of life hack there, Bill.
I don't know what it was. I'd like to know what that is.
Checking air. They're looking for a certain sound.
Probably.
It's
I don't
definitely
know.
A sound.
I want some. Yeah. I could hear it, and I walked by.
It has to be, right?
I've said down, boy.
All right.
One other thing. I want to see if Bill understands this. David wrote in something about Sartori. Dr. Sartori.
This is David from Anderson Ford via Renew
Warhorse. And Warhorse.
This is going to test Bill. Well,
anybody from Warhorse coming out.
And David's so right about this. In his office, you hear play that funky music, white boy notification all the time.
Yeah.
I think when the door opens or something.
I think it's when it's the phone call, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every time?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
David. How about David?
Thank you, David.
Yeah, I knew you'd do that.
Thank you for Warhorse.
What else do we do after Idle Chit Chat on Fridays?
The call!
464-5685. Text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from the Breakers.
What would be your dream gift card?
That's a good one.
If you could get a gift card, what would be your dream?
And we'll put it at $50 probably, or not?
Let's put it at
a hundy.
Let's put it at a hundo.
$100.
$100.
Dream
what
gift
do you
card.
Want? I'll lead it off, then we'll go to Steve, we'll go to Jake. Connor, write something up like that. Mine would be fishing gear.
Okay.
I want
Shields then?
Something, but it's specific
meant for
fishing
that.
Gear. It could be at Shields, wherever it's at. But I want fishing gear.
That's a good one.
Yes. Here's the deal. It's shockingly expensive.
Is it really?
That surprised me.
What did 100 get you? What would it get you?
Not a lot, but still, my point is that it would help a lot. So mine is fishing gear. Steve, yours would be?
Homer's Records. I need some stuff right now for my walls.
Okay.
They got cool posters.
I didn't see you going that direction, but
I didn't
that.
See Homer's.
Homer's Record in the old market.
You know what? As you talked about that, I do know that when I went to get some gifts for Elizabeth and Layton's wedding for the raffle.
You went there?
I didn't go to Homer's, but I went to a thrift shop. That'd be another place that would be good.
Be
a sweet one to have a gift card to a thrift shop.
Yeah.
Yes. Jake?
Definitely a golf course. Not not clubs. I want $100 off my round somewhere.
Okay.
Wow. At a great golf
That's
course.
A good one.
First of all, me and Steve wouldn't play at a place where it cost $100 to play a round.
I know.
Golf,
that's why I want $100 off that round.
He just wants $100 some coin. Off.
Jake lives in a little different
world.
He lives
in a different world than we do. He's a country club guy.
Maybe it covers 100 the whole round, but I want it for sure to help take $100 off the round in a nice course.
Connor, what do you have?
He didn't write anything. He's just
I let in, and I said we were going to go.
He said Connor write something down.
I said then we're going to go Steve, we're going to go Jake, and Connor write something
down. A college kid needs a gift card more than all of us.
Yeah, he's not really. So
now, Connor.
Maybe he's muddied.
Isn't it funny that Jennifer sent a candle in and included Connor's name, but yet Connor doesn't include himself in the show?
Mm.
That's interesting.
She did, yeah. I have a fourth candle.
Hey, by the way, that would be a good place to go, too.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
JJ's Candle Market? It's too late, Connor.
JJ's Candle Market.
Yeah. Oh, take Eve out. That's kind of nice, actually. Yeah.
Okay, we got to get some response.
Wait, can you say the name of that again?
JJ's Candle.
$100 of candles would be
That'd
good.
That'd be good. $100 of candles.
JJ's Candle Market.
.com. Yes. Okay, here's some response here. Ron.com. Dennis says the Adidas store. He's in Seward, by the way.
Seward, thank you.
859 from him.
Nice. Hey, Adidas. Orange.
East Lincoln West says $100 to Taco Inn. Burritos all day.
It'd be nice. Probably go through more than once, I'd hope, but maybe not.
That's
a lot of tacos.
Maybe he eats a lot. Robert in Oklahoma says Shields.
Okay.
Any gun store from Jesse in Milford.
Okay, guns. All right. Weaponry.
Jesse. I know Jesse.
Sean says also fishing gear for him as well.
Thank you, Sean.
Stan and Bennett says age 70. Let's go to Misty's. $100.
Another great one.
Steakhouse.
Nice.
Thank you.
We got gift cards to Arnold's.
Sip like this one. Sean and Eagle, age 61, says Applebee's.
Yes, that would be a great one.
We went there the other day, and it was good. It was legit. It was like being back at home.
Travis and Ankeny says,
really
46 years old, baseball card store for $100.
Okay, baseball card store.
That's an interesting one.
That's very interesting.
Missing Tooth Greg, chime in.
What do you think he would say for his $100?
Well, I think he'd say something interesting.
Probably
like
would.
What?
Maybe he'd do something.
Take a guess.
What if he get a skillet again because he hasn't cooked anything for months?
He's not coming today.
He's not coming. What that looked like, what that smells like.
He expressly said he's not coming today.
Bill and Bennett, 861 Bass Pro Shop.
Okay,
$100.
Bass Pro. You like
there
that?
You go. I like that.
Tyler is working on fitness at Genesis 5 mile run on the treadmill at this moment.
Hey, Bass Pro Shop, is that where you would go?
Be a great spot.
His dream gift card is either at the Lego store or a tattoo shop gift certificate.
Maybe the best one yet.
Lego.
Because that's something.
Legos.
I'm going to go Legos or tattoos.
Or tattoos.
That's quite a
really good one.
That's a really good one, yeah.
Let's see. We got Caleb and Lee. Says Baumgars, hand down. Great.
Oh, Baumgars. Oh.
Great choice.
Is there a Baumgars in the Pender area?
There's not one in Pender. Creighton has one.
Creighton's got a
Pender. I go there every weekend.
You're kidding me.
I walk around Baumgars every weekend.
Do you?
I go there to get a couple things.
You.
Then I start walking the aisles. It's like, oh, wow.
It's a lot.
Oh, wow. They have a lot of stuff.
It's a lot. Harbor Freight's that way.
Same thing. Yep. With you.
Tim in Dallas says Runza for all the Swiss mushroom Runzas I could possibly eat.
Ooh, hey, I like that.
Gassy.
Yeah.
Gassy's right.
What makes you gassy? That mushroom?
Well, the whole thing, yeah.
Sandmaster's in Sioux City. He says Home Depot for $100.
Yeah. Be really good.
Okay. Now, this is the one I was going to push back on this one because it's just too broad. Kristen Fremont, age 50, says a Visa gift card. We want something specific here.
Yeah.
That's for anything in the world. Smart answer, but not.
Smart answer.
We want something specific here.
A Visa
you get
gift
a pick,
card.
You
try
can
again,
pick whatever
Chris.
You want on this thing. Yes.
Yeah.
A Visa gift card?
Yeah, you can buy anything you want with a Visa. It's just cash, essentially.
Yeah.
Miles in Springfield, Missouri, getting some. Sneakers at Dick's Sporting Good with $100.
Dick's.
100 might not. I don't know what that's going to get you.
It's just going to make it a lot less. It's going to make it better for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's about where it ends.
You're not getting them.
Dennis and Lincoln says I'd buy a concert ticket.
Okay. I like
gift
that.
Gift card for concerts.
This is
a great
idea,
I wonder if he'd be out at what's the bowl out there? Oak Bowl?
Pinewood Bowl.
Pinewood Bowl.
Oak
Ray Hallou.
Less than Lincoln's fishing gear. Doug in Idaho would say Roback. Here.
Okay.
Use SIPS promo.
Yeah, use that. Can you put that code out for everybody?
No. Sean would know that. I don't even know it. Sean orders that stuff, by the way. Just shows up.
You come up with that. When you show up with that, that's impressive.
Mm. Peyton Fallbrook says Texas Roadhouse. Eric Hickman says Texas Roadhouse as well.
Great ones.
Outback.
I'm still scrolling up. Lou in Orlando, age 81, says $100 for golfing. Thank you, Lou. Yeah. Great
oldest
choice.
Person we know.
Oldest texture we know. For, if anybody's maybe, older maybe. Than 81 texting, please don't lie to us. But text in.
I don't really don't want him to. I want to always think
you
it's
think
Lou.
Lou's the oldest.
I don't the oldest need, I man alive.
Yeah, oldest man alive is Lou. Imagine all of a sudden, like 60 Minutes is down there doing a story. The oldest man alive. How old are you?
81.
And you go, what? 81.
You're the oldest?
What?
Doesn't sound right.
Same age as the president.
Robert and Coleridge, golf attire.
Is Trump 81?
I don't know.
He's up there. Buster and Air Park. Airline gift cards. Yep. Takes the money off the flights.
There you go.
Nice. Casey and Seward doing fitness. Gift card for a plane ticket back to Cancun.
There you go.
Was there a month ago. Want to go back. Yeah.
Doing fitness.
Pecan Pie says, give me $100 to the liquor store.
Okay. Pie says straight liquor.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
That can be gifts, too.
Just get some no-name, a gallon of no-name vodka.
For your mom.
Jeff and McCook, a Cabela's gift card. That's the same thing. You know, Bass,
good
Bow
idea.
Shop, Shields, yes.
Yeah. Good
Wink
idea.
Wink says, gift card from the local motorcycle dealership for accessories. That'd be
that's a good idea.
Frontier Harley-Davidson.
How much was your fob?
The fob's only—it's a battery. It's like you get it at Walgreens.
It's like $12.
Yeah.
You got
that. I think that was like 11.
Missing Tooth Greg thought you're in it for $2,500 to $3,000. Tear the whole engine off the frame.
Yeah,
it was the fob.
Don't do this. This is a great one, by the way.
$100.
We could do this all day.
Ron says Barnes and Noble. First time someone's
not bad.
Like that.
You know why this'd be really good? Because it's not that far away, guys, when that magazine hits here pretty soon.
I think talking about last week of June.
I think really? It's, no, I think it's before
that. No, before that.
It's like first week of June, right?
Okay, that's right.
Phil Steele's comes out pretty
no,
early.
No, I think you're
Lindy's
right.
Is like
I'm sorry.
Early to mid-June.
I only now. Do Phil, I can never say that name.
Phil Steele.
Phil Steele. I don't do Street and Smith or anything else.
I recommend that you do.
You like Lindy's, don't you?
I like Lindy's.
Okay.
It's good reading.
I like them when we get them here, when they're laying right here. Yeah. I love when they get them out every day.
Let's honestly, open it though, up. Narrow this down. You think it's early June?
Yes. And it's easier because there's no spring portal now.
So great,
they can write that out ahead of time.
That was the big thing. The spring portal made tough. You hold on because like teams were changing like right now still. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, we're pretty much locked in.
Chris in Silver Creek says Cranium for his $100. That's the drink we used to have here. Cranium.
It's great.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris.
Let's go to YouTube before we move on. Let's see. Lucas is in Sloan, Iowa. There's a casino in Sloan, Iowa, I believe.
Is that the one that you got?
Winnevegas, I think, is in Sloan, is I believe. $100 gas card, please. Okay, sure.
Right now, gas card would be really nice.
It would be nice. Kurt says 34 in Lincoln. Casey's gift card for food, gas, and pizza. I guess pizza would be part of the food. Les in Lincoln says, longtime listener, airport gift card.
Les has been listening for a long time.
That's different, Les. Not the that Les.
Well, that's thank
yeah,
you for
sorry,
listening.
Lou in Orlando, Les
wait
in Lincoln.
Airport.
Yeah. Airline.
Okay. I could do this all day.
Cabela's gift card. Houston
These are
Home
good.
Goods,
These
Michelle.
Are good. Do a couple more.
We got, let's see. Philippines. This is Thomas in the Philippines. Says golf accessories, age 74.
He's in the Philippines.
Valentino's gift card from Mr. Holden. We got one here.
Wow, that was something. Thank you, Jake.
And we'll wrap it up there. That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south of 48th and Holdridge. She brought us some swag
when she was
last
here,
week. Oh,
she
by the
came
way.
Into the studio during a break. And it was just right now, it was electric right away. I mean, Grant and Jason could feel
yes.
it. Was
so we had Grant, Wistrom, Jason, Peter, and
Sarah Madsen. Sarah
Madsen. All in here
wow.
at the same time.
Wow. Think about
that. That is like the who's who.
I mean, the Madsen family is.
Yeah. They are bowling.
Big time family in Lincoln. And Sarah's big time. She's big time. Yeah.
Bowling, billiards, karaoke. Great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Check them out today,
please.
Tomorrow, any day of the week. Great
they always
place
have
to have
events,
fun.
Too.
They do.
They still have Christmas lights up.
It's festive in there.
This is that was a good one.
It's kind of hidden.
Hey, that was a good one.
You got a big statue outside, though.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
A big statue. The guy bowling.
Oh, he's bowling.
Oh,
are you sure?
He's playing pool. He's playing pool.
He's playing pool.
Okay.
He's not bowling.
He's playing pool.
I wonder who made that statue.
We got people terrified in the fan base about Trey Taylor getting some interest from Ohio State. He's been very, very, very adamant he's going to Nebraska the whole time he's been committed, right? Trey Taylor, 2027 quarterback.
Yeah, also,
Torrey Pittman
right.
is the number three safety in the class, a 2027 commit also from Nebraska, from Miller North. LSU and Miami are pursuing him, among others.
Bill could address this. So there, the thing that was more tangible, the thing that hit me more, was that Miami was here yesterday visiting Pittman. They were at the school. Now, if you're a Nebraska coach, you've been in these positions. What's the conversation?
Zero conversation as far as right. It's like, what's Miami doing? What they say? What's going on? That just if you are in trouble, then you have to check yourself. Meaning that if you are in trouble, most likely have all. If it's all of a sudden, if you have to be like, well, we really got to start doing some work on this. If that's the fear, that means you're way behind. Every time a commit would come in, whether it be Urban Meyer, Ogeron, Whittingham, all these guys I worked with, especially Ogeron, be somebody would commit like this time of year. Everybody going, all right, kind of cool. He'd be like, and now the recruiting really begins. Once they commit is when the recruiting really begins. There is no, all right, got him, move on to the next. Oh, no. Hmm. You recruit him harder than you ever did. And so if there for some reason has been slack, and I'm not saying there at all, but if not, you're not concerned a bit. Or at the same time, you go, you know what? The guy made a different decision. We did everything possible. We had a plan for everything. And so that wouldn't freak me out. But if someone comes from Miami all the way up from, there's a lot of players in Florida. So if you come from Miami up to Nebraska, that
you
means
mean business.
They're pretty serious yeah. about it.
So here's what. Hmm. Now he's made an unofficial visit there. Now the thing to watch with both of them, do they make a visit in June? If Trey Taylor makes a visit to Ohio State, then now his dad said he will not be taking any visits. J.R. Taylor, his dad told somebody yesterday he's not taking visits. So but you got to watch it. I mean, it'd be odd to me because he's laid so much groundwork here.
He's moving to Nebraska to play high school football.
Yeah, he's come here to play Millard South.
Yes. It'd be very strange.
He's laid a lot of recruiting groundwork.
He has.
So up to pull up stakes would really surprise me. Ohio State's smart to go after him.
Yeah.
They are. He's good.
And then also like that, is it inquiry or is it like we'll make, or is it just an inquiry? There's a difference on what.
What's the difference?
Yeah, it's real simple. All of a sudden you're like, hey, follow up on this guy, check on this. What if we lose somebody? What if this happens? Whatever. It's kind of, so let's have something in line. So there's always a different phase of it too, to see when you're out recruiting like that, it's always one of those deals because the question you always have is that if you have a quarterback commit, it's the only position where all of a sudden you're going like, don't talk to anyone else. It'll turn on us.
Oh.
And so that's why I wonder like where Ohio State's at if they don't have anybody. Because sometimes a place like Ohio State, it's after a while, it's hard to go there because you take a look at all the guys that have went there
mm-hmm.
and they play one. Like what Krenzel's at what, Louisville now? I mean,
yeah.
They've had a lot of players. Also, it's like, Joe Burrow didn't play there.
Right.
He played a few snaps, didn't play a lot there. Obviously, probably should have been their quarterback since he was the best quarterback in one season in the history of college football. But
kind of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. Won the Heisman.
Saying.
But is that there's a lot of players there. So sometimes people don't want to get stacked up either behind people.
Here's the deal. The reason people are free, these are top two recruits in the class. Pittman's the highest graded. So that's why there's a – but the other part of this is, don't you expect this kind of – I mean, you know, if they're good players. People are going to come after them.
Yeah, that's – there is no – this is not like – it's not like, hey, you're – I kind of like that girl, but it's my buddy likes her too. And
yeah, you make a shot. Yeah, you take your shot.
Yeah, it's like – It's different type of thing. Like, hold on, I didn't take a shot at my buddy's girlfriend. I didn't.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, yeah. If she's free, though.
That was more like, no, just stay away from that.
Now, wait a second. If she's free. I thought that's what you're saying. No, she's with
don't
the guy.
Don't do that to the poor guy.
No.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I know Sip, we'd be on the same page. It wasn't like, right.
No.
Yeah, that was, that's
no,
not,
I'm not
how
that
it is.
Guy
that's not how it is in recruiting.
Okay.
There is no, it's like everyone's single. Right, hold it. But you're committed to them.
That's a good point.
But you're actually, everyone's single. Until they sign.
It does make me edgy if I were a Nebraska fan that Miami's in a school yesterday. I don't.
The runners up last year.
Yeah. That make me edgy. But the thing to watch, do they go in June to the school? That's all I care about at this point. Now, if they don't, then I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, if someone's like that, this is crazy talk. If Nebraska's not talking to people that are committed on the other side
sure
of it,
they are. Right?
They are. Yeah. I guarantee it, because everyone's doing it. There's not. Right. It wouldn't be one time. I sat there in a meeting, and the running back, I believe, it was John Emery, the running back, I think, from LSU.
Yes.
And it was very crystal clear. He committed wherever else. We're in a staff meeting. Ed Ogeron had closed the doors. He said, John Emery's coming to LSU. We're going to do everything humanly possible. We're going to recruit harder, and he's coming here. We didn't lose him. And that was the mindset we walked out of there. And then it was on. Mm. And he signed it, LSU.
John Emery.
Yeah, and so it wasn't a deal where it was like, oh, man, we lost him. Nope. It was like hell no. No, we're not losing it. They're not losing him. And he was a Louisiana young man.
There you go.
But there's some trepidation in the fan base regardless and all that.
I get it. I mean, yeah, of course there is. It's fine. Trepidation's not bad.
Before we get to break, if you were hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the breakers go this morning?
Early Bird.
Open right now.
The Bird.
At 19th K with free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered. Waffles.
Eyes went up again.
French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today at Early Bird, 19th K, open until 2 p.m. every day of the week. When we come back, song of the day. Aging gracefully, next on Early Break of the Ticket.